All right, welcome everyone. Let's get started. So welcome to the call. My name is Adam Corin. I'm the Director of Training here at Maestro Conference, and I am really excited about this call today. This call is called How to Have a Breakthrough with Maestro Conference. And I'm feeling really well supported and connected. I've got these amazing collaborators who are on the phone with me through the Culture Sync team and tribal leadership. So, and you'll be hearing from each of these people, Julian Bergquist and Barry Bettman and Leslie Bennett and Deirdre Grundler, later on in the call, and you'll get to hear more about them and what they have to offer here. The five of us have been collaborating to create a curriculum for you that's really just to add value. There's, like I said in the invitation, there's no selling here. This is really just for you guys, and it's an inquiry that all of us were interested in. So let me just get into what our intention is here for this program. And this is a two-session training because we wanted to give a buffer in between. But the intention of our program is that you'll see that it's possible to create programs that are truly transformational for your participants on your Maestro Conference calls. And you'll receive the tools to design those transformational trainings and bring together your leadership team. So part of where this training came from is that I don't know about you guys, but I've been on a lot of really great calls that I've gotten a lot of value from on various different calls I've been on through Maestro Conference, but not too many of them have really been transformational. And when I say that word, I'm talking about something that where I'm altered, where my view of the world has really shifted. Okay. Now, CultureSync is one of our big users. They run their business primarily through Maestro Conference, and they've been eagerly interacting with me on the new features and previous trainings. We were all excited about this topic of transformational events on Maestro Conference and wanted to develop this together. So Julian, would love to hear from you a little bit more about what you see as possible on the call today.
All right. Thank you, Adam. My name is Julian Bergquist. I'm a director of leadership programs at CultureSync. And for 8 years, I've been a firewalk leader and facilitator and causing breakthroughs when people walk on coals. And I've been looking for a way to have that same type of experience on the phone across the globe. And 2 years ago when Maestro came out, I fell in love that day and bought the pack you offered and started to dream about how we could create a curriculum like that that made impact remotely. And it was really the breakout feature. And at the time, I didn't have a curriculum, and I sought out two of the world-renowned consultants in the world of leadership and cultures. And that was John King and Dave Logan. And I brought the Maestro technology, and they brought their curriculum, and we created a transformational program together. And now we've run that 11 times through, and it's 12 weeks long. We get about 50% referrals from former people, and we've quadrupled our price in about a year. So we've had great success, and we're just grateful for this tool. We run our business with it, and it's allowed us to work remotely with our team all over the world. And I'm here with three of my colleagues. I'd like for Deirdre, Leslie, and Barry to introduce themselves.
Great. You guys all have mics. Go ahead.
Great. This is Deirdre. Thank you, everybody, for having us with you today. I am one of CultureSync's approved tribal leaders, and I facilitate the Tribal Leader Approval Program now. And it's a program that we lead and run completely on Maestro. Once a week, sometimes multiple times a week, we have telephone calls in the approval program that are run completely on Maestro. And we have participants from Australia and Hong Kong and New Zealand and Canada and all over the United States. And it's been an amazing and powerful tool, as Julian was saying, to really connect people powerfully and provide a space for transformation to just keep happening every day. So huge fan of Maestro and what they've done for us in the tribal leadership community, and just grateful to be with everybody today.
Thanks, Deirdre. It's Leslie Bennett. I'm one of the facilitators or co-facilitators here at CultureSync. And in fact, Julian and I are co-facilitating the current Tribal Leadership Intensive 1 and Intensive 2. We have over 50 participants in that course, and it's the largest one we've had since starting the intensives. I'm also a approved tribal leader, professional certified coach, and own my own business here in Toronto doing programs that incorporate the tribal leadership methodology into shifting cultures and organizations from me to we.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, Leslie. This is Barry Bettman. I'm in Northern California up in Truckee in the mountains near Reno, Nevada. And I absolutely love this technology. I got involved. I'm a professional certified coach also. I've done a lot of seminars with a lot of people, including Tony Robbins over the years. And I had this experience of going into seminars and having this wonderful experience. And along the way, about a year ago or so, I learned about tribal leadership from one of my colleagues and got involved, took the programs, and said, boy, this stuff is great. Along the way, I got introduced to Maestro. I have a background in computers and IT for over 20 years and the last 18 years doing coaching, so what a beautiful fit. And as we started getting into some of the things of Maestro, we had a chance to, I actually had a chance to meet Adam in person when I was in Oakland, California, and we've had a very nice partnership. So we're really excited to share some of these little nuggets of how to have a breakthrough with Maestro today.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thanks, Barry. So we're just about to have hear from everyone on the call. And before we do, just a point on the slide deck. Adam, the reminder had a picture on the first page. And if you have that available, just bring that up. There's three major points that we're going to cover over the next 2 weeks. And the first is, who's your leadership team to build the program and run the program? And we're going to talk in depth about that. As solopreneurs, we want to start expanding our leadership team. A lot of us are solopreneurs. The other is how to create the breakthrough or transformation itself and designing the actual curriculum. And the third leg, which we'll cover next week, is how to create a great invitation that invites people to the event. So just a couple more things. If you have a question during the call and you'd like for us to call on you, press 1. And if it's a burning question where your hair might catch on fire if you don't get it answered, press 4. And if you're having a technical problem, either in a breakout or on the line, press 5, and one of us will pull you aside and check on that. We're going to model a lot of the things we do in our programs so that you can see it in action and have an idea how you might do that yourself. We'll sometimes call on people, and we'll also request for people to share. So with that, Adam, I think it's back to you.
Thank you. Good. And I've also added, so some of you saw the link that Julian put together with some really nice visuals. And that's in the reminder email that you got today. Or if you just go to the participant dashboard, you will see it there. There's a pop-up for downloading the PDF there. Okay, so hopefully that works for you. Okay, very good. So you can follow along with that. So
One more thing, Adam. It's a 90-minute call today and a 90-minute call next week, or in 2 weeks from now.
Great. Yeah, so 90-minute calls, and we will be sending out the recordings as well if you can't make any part of it for everyone who registered for the calls, which is all of you guys. Okay, very good. So I wanted to give you guys a sense of who put together this call. That's the five of us. And I'm also very aware that who is on the call. Right now we've got 50 people on the call live and lots more listening to the recording. And I'm just aware of all of you guys and all of the experience that you have. Many of you have had experience of creating spaces of transformation for your participants. So I'm just want to acknowledge that and make space for your wisdom as well in this call. So what I want to do is to bring your voices in. I'd love to hear from a few of you. We can't hear from all 50 of you right now. But if you want to just say hello, would you press 1 if you want to share? And and I'd love to hear your name, location, and what you love about using Maestro Conference technology. So go ahead and press 1, and I'll call on a few of you. Let's start with Kathy. Kathy, go ahead. You've got the mic.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Kathy Demers. I live in Vancouver, Canada, but about a block and a half from the United States. So I'm just barely a Canadian at this point. And I am the founder of an organization called BusinessMastermindTeams.com. And I've been using Maestro Conference for a while now to facilitate mastermind groups of small business owners. I'm absolutely in love with the technology. Once I sort of got my feet wet and comfortable with it, it's just been working pretty much flawlessly for me. So I'm curious as to how I can apply it in different ways.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kathy. And let's go to Deb Erickson next. Deb, go ahead.
Well, I bought Maestro and have not used it and am dying to use it. I started a new program and have already sold the fact that we're going to be using it, so I have no idea where to start, and I'm excited to be here.
Okay, great. Thank you, Deb. And I do want to – that gives me a chance to say to you and to everyone, I read all of your comments, your registration comments, and many of them – have to do with Maestro Conference features like our new web conferences that's in beta and requests for visuals and video stuff. And I just want to be clear that that's not at all the focus of today's call. Today's call is about it's about transformation. How do you create a breakthrough for your participants? So I want you to know that we also have a clinic twice a week. It's called the Customer Success Clinic. And those are free for you guys, and that's the place to talk through all of that stuff. Or, of course, you can just call, chat, or email us anytime. But just want to, you know, set expectations so you guys are, you know, here for what we're in for, what we're going to go through. So very good. So thank you. I know that's just a couple of you, but I actually want to hear from a few of you on a different topic. So I'm going to clear the hands. The topic is, what are some of the great things that you've accomplished with Maestro Conference, or what do you see as possible? Okay, so again, like I was saying earlier, so go ahead and press 1 if you have something to share in that regard, what you've accomplished with Maestro Conference, something you're really proud of, particularly if it's in the realm of transformation for your participants. So great. Emily, would love to start with you on that.
Sure. Yeah, my name's Emily Southard. I'm a national lead organizer for field campaigns at MoveOn.org. And I think one of the things that's been great for us is that we have volunteers, members, at all skill levels. And so we've been able to break out into small groups and tailor our agenda to their needs. So that's been a really wonderful thing that we can do on conference calls.
Excellent. Thank you, Emily. Great to have you. And Mary Elaine, would love to hear from you.
Yes. Hi, Adam. My name is Mary Elaine Keener, and I'm in Lansing, Michigan. I'm the creative energy officer of Ask Me House. And I love Maestro, especially as it helps me build a virtual community in which I can help caregivers begin to practice courageous self-care. And one of the things that I've been using Maestro for over a year is twice a month I sponsor a listening community. So we come together as a whole group, and then we break into dyads and triads for the middle portion so that people are being listening partners to each other, and then we come back into the community. But it's really helping me transform my teaching and my coaching in ways that really turn it into a virtual practice. So I'm very appreciative for the role that Maestro plays.
Thank you, Mary Elaine. Wonderful. I love that phrase, listening community. That's really powerful. Thank you. Let's take one more. Kathy Duff-Wilson, go ahead. You've got the mic.
Hi, and hi to Julian Deidre and my old friends from Hi,
Kathy.
Hi. I recently purchased the Maestro Conference, and I'm collaborating with some other practitioners at this point. But one of the applications that I wanted to use it for was for my role as instructor facilitator for the World Academy for the Future of Women. And there are about 100 women in the academy in Zhengzhou in Henan province in China. And they're young university women, probably age 20, you know, 21 to 23. And I see that there's a lot of application, probably via Skype, obviously, where we can connect as facilitators when we're not on the ground in really transforming the young women into very confident, confident not only communicators, but just having them realize the possibilities that they have and the voice that they can have as young women in the leadership program that they're in. So that's something that I'm putting out there and in, still, you know, very much involved in that, and as well as doing the leadership and cultural work that I do.
Great. Excellent. Love that. Thank you, Kathy. So, Julian, I want to turn it over to you. I want to give all of you the chance to say hello and meet some of the other, your fellow Maestro Conference users. So, Julian, did you want to set that up?
Yeah, that would be great. So, we're going to create breakouts for about 4 minutes. And when you're in the breakout, we'd like you to share who you are, so say your name, where you're from, and what kind of work you do, how do you use Maestro Conference, and specifically, what do you want to get out of this two-part program in creating a transformational program? So how do you currently use Maestro Conference, and what would you like to get out of this program related to transformation?
Okay, great. So you guys, they're going to have 4 minutes, right? So 1 minute each?
About one minute each, and then just manage your time, and we'll give you a notice with Adam.
Yeah.
How much to go?
Yeah, I'll give you notices at 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and 1 minute left, and I'll just sound the tone, so that'll just be a reminder to switch to the next person. Okay, many of you guys are real familiar with this process. You're in your breakouts now. You'll have 4 minutes total. Please say your name, introduce yourself, and get started. Please begin. Final minute. I'll do that right now. Okay, everyone, that's been 4 minutes. Go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll come back to the main room in just a moment. All right, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed getting to connect with your fellow Maestro Conference users. I want to turn it over to Leslie Bennett now to go over our community agreements for this two-part training. Leslie, go ahead.
All right. So welcome, everyone. One of the things that we have been putting into our programs at CultureSync is something called community agreements. And it's basically a commitment from all of the participants based around agreements that everyone agrees on. So based on our timing today and how this program has been designed, we're going to give you 5 community agreements, and then we're going to do a poll at the end to see whether or not we have anyone who disagrees and if there's any questions about it. The community agreements is really there to create a sense of community and a sense of honor inside the group. So the 5 that we have for today are: be fully present, free of distraction. Listen with respect for all people. Listen without fixing, problem solving, or advice giving. When you're speaking as a leader, and you're leading the conversation. Bring curiosity and a sense of wonderment to the program. And finally, the last agreement is attend both training calls. So Adam, I think we're going to do first we're going to do questions or concerns. Please press 2. So if anyone has any questions or concerns about the community agreements that we've just created, please press 2.
Okay. And I'm seeing a couple questions. Why don't we start with Patrick?
Yeah, Patrick.
Hi, Hi Adam. And I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Leslie.
My name? Yeah. It's Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. I'm sorry about that. We only heard the very first one, be fully present, and then it went blank. But we weren't able to hear the rest of the community agreements.
Oh,
I was able to hear them, but you know what I'm going to do is I'm posting them on the participant dashboard now. So that's there. I didn't add line breaks. So Joshua, who is assisting on the call, Joshua, can you just add some line breaks on that for me if you don't mind? So anyway, it's on the participant dashboard now. Leslie, do you want to just read those 5 real quick one more time?
Absolutely. So the first one is be fully present and free of distraction. The second is listen with respect for all people. Listen without fixing, problem solving, or advice giving. The third is when you're speaking, you're leading the conversation for all of us. The fourth, bring curiosity and a sense of wonderment to the program. And the fifth is attend both training calls.
Thanks, Leslie, and thanks, Patrick, for the question. Let's take another question. JP, go ahead.
Yes, hi. It's just a quick one. I have a friend who wasn't able to make it today, so is she welcome to come to just the second call?
Absolutely, and certainly there's a recording that she can listen to the first call so she can get the foundation for the 2 calls.
So that would be the condition. Great. All right, thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to send out the recording just to the people who registered for these calls. So in my book as well, that does count as attending. Look, I understand all of us are really busy. So if you can't attend the training calls, attending by listening to the recordings is fantastic. And you know, that's the agreement we're setting up, and of course this is designed to add value to you and what you're creating for your people. Okay, good. So I'm seeing there are other questions, but I'm feeling the tug to move on. We've got a lot to cover today, so I'd love to just move into agreement. So if you're willing to abide by those agreements for this call and the second training call, would you press 1 on your phone, please? And if you're not for any reason, that's fine. You can just press 5 on your phone, and that lets us know that you're not agreeing to those agreements. And again, no is totally fine. It's just helpful in terms of creating our container for what we're doing on these calls to have clarity about who is agreeing and not agreeing to those 5 agreements. Great. So I'm seeing the vast majority of you have pressed 1. I see a couple of you have pressed 5. Thanks for letting us know. And I see about 10 of you have not pressed 1 or 5 yet, and I see that number is going down. So once again, if you're agreeing to those agreements, press 1, and if you're not agreeing, press 5, please. Okay, excellent. I'm seeing that's nearly all of you. Okay, thank you so much for that. Leslie, anything else around that, or is that complete?
No, the community agreements are complete. There's just a reminder around the intention for today. Shall I give that? Yeah, awesome. So the intention for our call today is that you'll see what's possible to create programs that are truly transformational for your participants with the Maestro conference calls. You'll also receive the tools to design those transformational trainings and bring together your leadership team.
Excellent. Thanks, Leslie. And Barry, I think you were going to lead the next piece about putting together the team.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So Many people have experienced Maestro in many ways. Some of us have experienced it as a participant, and then some of us experienced it as a facilitator or presenter, and then some people have experienced it or know of the idea of a producer or a driver. So there's different ways of seeing this, and participants often realize that running Maestro, you know, the Maestro system is easy if they have all the people they need. In tribal leadership, we talk about the concept of a package, and that is people that are good at the different things. So I have a technical background. I'm very comfortable running the dashboard. We have somebody like Leslie, who's a master facilitator, and she's comfortable being at the front of the room and speaking. And then we have different people for different roles. So I'm wondering if you want to add anything to that, Adam, and just kind of dance with me here, and we'll tease that or flesh that a little bit more.
Nothing to add right now. I know we had talked about the various roles, just like you were. So I would just say keep going. I don't have anything to add.
Great. So the real key is to have at least one person anchored in the technology. In this case, it could be Maestro. But there's other pieces to the technology. One of the things we talked about is having a recording going out after. And at CultureSync, there's a process we go through to have all that done. Then there's sending emails out and following up with people. Sometimes there's having a LinkedIn group for community involvement. But the whole trick is to have people in the different roles, and they're anchored in speaking and listening. So we're both orchestrating together with the participants. Does that sort of land it there, Adam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
That's great.
So we have an inquiry that we want to ask, and so something to consider is the question of what roles and responsibilities are required to design and run great programs. I'll say it again. What are the roles and responsibilities required to design and run great programs? And why don't we get a little bit of sharing here. If you have something you'd like to share on that inquiry, go ahead and press 1.
Great. So what are the roles that you guys have on your teams? I know some of you are co-leading, collaborating. So, Philip, let's hear from you. Go ahead, Philip.
Hi. This is Philip in Hawaii. I'm very comfortable with the technology side of Maestro, running the back end, putting together the breakout sessions, breakout rooms, et cetera, and moving a facilitator through the various breakout rooms. And but what I'd like to learn is more of the facilitation part, to speak and to listen more fully and unconditionally. And so that's probably why I'm on this call.
You know, that's
the technology part is really smooth for me. I got that down.
Yeah, that's really great, Philip. Thank you for sharing that. There, let's just go through a little more distinction here, and that is, most everybody knows how to use something like Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word is a tool, and if you know how to use it, you know how to use the technology. But the question is, what is the application? Do you use it to write letters? Do you use it to get business? Do you use it to write proposals? Do you use it to connect to people? It's not the tool, it's the application. And so the facilitation, the whole dynamic, not just the tool of Maestro, you know, the breakout you're talking about, the whole dynamic is the whole application. And I think that's what you're talking about, right, Philip?
Yeah.
Very good. So this course today, 90 minutes, and what we're doing again in 2 weeks addresses that exactly. And it's designed to give you an experience of that, not just explain how it's done.
Wow, I am at the right place at the right time.
Perfect. And aloha to you.
Aloha to you.
Great.
And let's hear from Ashley as well. Ashley, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ashley. I'm outside of San Francisco, and I just started using a trial of Maestro conference. And basically, we're a two-person team where I'm the driver, so to speak, of the technology, and the second person is the speaker. And I would sort of like some feedback on, working together with that other person, because I notice when I have my laptop up and I'm you know, putting people in groups and interacting with them on the technology side, it almost seems better if she has her material printed instead of having another laptop or having the tendency to look over at what I'm doing, because we are usually in the room together. And I'm wondering, you know, just how other people do it in terms of making it run smoothly, either the way they sit or the way that they have those roles kind of broken down.
Yeah, I'll respond to that. I love the question, Ashley. Yeah, it's I just trust that as you get more experience with it, you'll find a flow that works for you. And what you're doing is what a lot of our customers do, which is have someone really focused on handling the technology and then having someone else who's speaking, whose all their focus is on their content and on the people who are at the call and serving them and giving them the most value. So, and then some people are in the same room, some are across the country or, you know, across the world. That's the beauty of this, is you can both have the interface up or just one person. So there's a lot of flexibility with that. But that's really common, is for one person to be focused on and handling the technology and the other to focus on the content and the people.
You know, I'm wondering if we could just maybe do a poll right now, which would mean if we clear
sure.
The other people will go away. But Julian, could you just hop in here and state what the question is for the poll, and let's just take a quick poll here that might help everybody out.
Yeah, what I'm hearing are there's drivers and dashboard drivers, and that there's facilitators on the call, and they identify themselves one more or the other. If you consider your current skill better at the driving side, press 1, and at the facilitator talking part of it, press 3. Just so we can get a feel for who's here.
Great. Drivers 1, facilitators 3. That's a great question.
And I think just to add to that, because it sounds like there may be some people that are new that might not have used it. If you haven't used it and you're more inclined to be a driver or a facilitator, press that. So we have 1s and 3s.
Mm.
And we have a 2 and a 5. Who knows what happened there? But I'm just curious. It's interesting. The percentage of the people that have voted, it's a small percentage for 1s, and it's a large percentage for 3s. So
we have an overwhelming majority of facilitators, people who are comfortable and interested in the facilitation piece, which makes sense because that's the focus of today's call. But that's good to know
And the people who are the drivers are actually a very valuable resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll speak to one viewpoint of this that we do over at CultureSync and Tribal Leadership, and that is one of the core principles in tribal leadership is to work in triads. That is three or more people that are all connected together. Because one person's isolated, two people can kind of bamboozle each other, but three people is a triad. It's a whole different dynamic, and so the value of that is that we're stable together. And what happens is, as an example, when, say, Leslie, who's a facilitator, and Julian, who's a facilitator, and myself, who's a producer or driver, we do a program, we spend some time ahead of time getting to know each other, who we are, what our values are, where's the program going. And, like, there's a bunch of stuff I do as a driver that Leslie appreciates but doesn't understand because that's not what she does. But then there's a bunch of stuff she does that's different than what Julian does. So we get in a group, and we get grounded and centered, and we have conversation. Part of it is around content, what we're going to do, but a lot of it is really, you know, forming who we are as a team. And that's what creates, I guess, what you say, the space or the energy on the Maestro conference to be so effective.
I've got one thing to add here, Barry, which
Please.
Is that, you know, just a little meta piece about this call. So I'm co-leading this with these four fantastic people from CultureSync. And I have a ton of ideas and experience with what makes for powerful calls. And to actually put together this curriculum, it's challenging for me to just do that on my own. Some of you can probably relate to that. So just to be able to meet with these guys over the last few weeks to prepare for this call and to build the agenda together has been a really great experience, really fun, and a lot of learning, and just a fantastic experience. So And that's exactly what we're talking about here is putting together a team with people with different competencies.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna do a breakout now and for 4 minutes. And what we'd like you to do is we're going to put you in groups and share, because we're going to shuffle the deck again, share your name, your location, who's currently on your leadership team to design and run a conference. How can you fill in your team over the next 2 weeks before the next call? So we're going to give you 4 minutes just again, your name, your location, who is on your leadership team to design and run the conference, and how can you fill in your team over the next 2 weeks before our next call in 2 weeks? So are we ready, Adam and team?
Yep, everything's set. You guys are going to be in a new group of four. So introduce yourself briefly and dive right in. I'll give you the tones just like last time, and you're in your breakouts now. Please begin. Okay, last minute. Second here. Okay, that's 4 minutes. Wrap it up. All right, and coming back all together. So, again, hope that group was great for you, meeting some new people. Julian, you had a couple of things you wanted to share.
Yes, thank you very much. When we started, we had a challenge of having a producer to support facilitation. I was stuck with all of it, running multiple, about five programs. And what we did to navigate that was we offered to graduates who had a technical ability, the opportunity to be closer involved with us and get experience. So that's actually how we built out our team. So that's one way you can start if you don't have a budget, is to invite people who are graduates. I just wanted to share that idea. I think we should just find out if there's some more questions, Leslie.
So let's give Leslie a mic. Okay, great. Leslie, you've got the mic. So, you know, I'd love to hear questions, but also sharing about your experience in the groups. And Leslie, was there anything else we wanted to invite them to share?
Yeah, no, just that let's open up a full group. So if there was three or four people in a group, and we'll have all the mics open, and then if we can just hear from you as a group, how was the breakout? What did you learn? Any insights?
Great. So, again, why don't you just press 1 if you've got something to share. And Ken Page, I see you've had your hand up a few different times now, so let's start with you. Ken, go ahead.
Oh, okay, thanks. It's slightly, it's not necessarily about my group. My burning question is, I do these things alone. I do the producing and I do the facilitation because the model I'm working with for these teleclasses doesn't really allow very easily for me to get a graduate to do it, nor for me to pay for somebody to do it. So I just didn't hear that as a model, and I just wanted to hear any of your thoughts about being in that situation and if that's ultimately doable or just any suggestions.
Sure, I can take that. So, Ken, it's definitely doable to run it solo. I do that often, but it definitely takes a level of facility with the interface, especially if you're starting to use breakouts and other things like that. So absolutely you can do it. And what we're inviting is that there's a certain kind of added dimension to having a team put it together. And, you know, the five of us were meeting while you guys were in breakouts. We were in a breakout, and Barry is normally behind the scenes driving. And Barry, did you want to say anything about what that was like for you?
Oh yeah, Yeah, it's interesting because my original background was computer, and I do facilitation, you know, professionally. But in the last 6 months, I've been doing all producing, you know, the driving. It's a different viewpoint. Like in the back of the room, I'm doing the technical, I'm listening for what's going on, I'm feeding the facilitators information, I'm answering questions, I'm really focused on the room. And when I'm facilitating, it's a whole different thing. I'm going to content. I'm dancing with the other facilitators, instructors. It's just a complete different thing. I just wanted to say to Ken that I've done across the board the whole thing, all the way it's from a one man show to multiple. And for me, it depends on the complexity of what's going on in your program or our program. And how many people? You know, I did one last night where I did both driving and facilitation, and we had 12 people. It was easy. I did it with a facilitator. Uh-huh. We've done one where we have 150 people and we need 3 drivers. So I think the answer is it's somewhat scalable depending on what you need in your skills. I think we're going to need to move on here.
So the question, Ken. So, Julian, you're taking the next piece, yeah?
Okay, great. Yeah, and one completion thought is we're going to address the invitation next week, so that gets at the marketing and how you could have larger courses and be able to have a reason to build your team. So approach the next couple weeks as though it's going to be a large course and look at who you could fill into your team if money weren't or, you know, you had the resources. And since what we're building are transformational programs, this is distinct from what a lot of us have done, is to actually have a shift, that people have a shift in the actual, in some aspect of who they are as a person. I'm going to share my view of transformation, and it's just my personal definition, is that transformation occurs for individuals when people blow away the current filters and discover a better way, and that results in an increased capacity, a new perspective, and ability to accomplish more. So that's the basic framework of what we mean by transformation right now. I'm going to bring in an idea from nature to set another perspective I think will be useful. Is in Darwinism and survival of the species, the fittest, there's three ways when a species is in danger that it can behave. It either adapts to the new situation, it migrates, or it dies. Well, in our programs, nobody's going to die. Unless you do something really bad. But on the phone, we're not dealing with that. So that we're dealing with either people are going to run away from our program or they're going to adapt. And what we want to create is a program that is a new environment that forces people to adapt into that and become something new that they weren't before. So we want people to adapt. So the question we want to begin to explore is, how do you create a new environment in the design of your program, the way that you ask questions, the way you use the technology that results in people adapting or transforming and becoming something new? So I think Deirdre here, well, actually, let's ask, is there a question about the framework? We're about to move into another series of questions. Press 4 for a burning question. All right. And Andrew?
Yeah, one thing that's key for me that we addressed in our breakout group and which I've experienced, I've only done Master Conference as a participant. When we get into our breakout groups, there's no facilitator and everybody is just kind of frozen, not knowing really what to do because we can't see each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there's a process that is set up or any ideas for, and this is something I want to teach people, is how to self-facilitate the group when a group of people get together. What do we do? How do we decide who's facilitating, who speaks, et cetera, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually, Andrew, that's a great point. When a program starts, it's a little awkward. People have never used Maestro. In that first session, that's why there's community agreements, and we can create protocol agreements for breakouts as well, so people know coming when they start how to navigate that. And so as people get further into the program by our 7th, 8th session, they know exactly how to be in the breakout. So, you make a good point on how to support people in their first few times in breakouts. Adam, do you have things you've done to facilitate that when people go to breakouts?
What I've found is setting up really clear instructions with a good question. That's really the key. Many of the breakouts that I'm in or listening to when I'm walking the room, I hear things like, "Wait, what are we supposed to talk about again? And who's here?" And so, yeah, the more clarity you can give up front, that's really the key.
Mm-hmm.
But how are breakout groups facilitated without facilitators assigned? Is there a process for that, or instructions for that that are given?
Yeah, well, you can certainly have, if you've got enough assistants or volunteers, you can certainly do that. But my experience is, if you know, when people are really clear on the questions and the time frame, they facilitate themselves. Oh, we have 1 minute each, and here's the topic. Okay. And as long as they're clear on that, people often facilitate themselves that way.
This is Barry. I just want to add one piece to that, and that is, at Culture Sync, one of the principles that we hold for clients is that they're great. They're already great. They're already capable. And so by doing that, we're empowering them to be great, to go do what they have to do. And I think holding that intention and that possibility, and actually framing it in the beginning, that they're capable, they're great, yeah, maybe we're the facilitators, but you give them a little instruction, you empower them. And the first time through, it's a little so-so. The second or third breakout, man, they're kind of going to town.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So we're going to create breakouts again, and we're going to begin to uncover what causes transformation in a program that either you've designed before or that you've attended. So what are the elements that allow for that? So what causes transformation for participants in your programs or programs you've attended before? What are the elements of transformation?
Good, and I'm just aware that for some of you, this may be a real stretch to think about and to imagine. Maybe you're coming to this call hoping to get the answers about how to do this. So we've provided a few principles, and we'll definitely share more. And when we come back, we'll definitely go into more on how to do that. And where we're coming from in doing a breakout now is we're trusting that you already have wisdom in you about what would work with you and your topic with your community. Doing anything else you want to say about?
No, that's exactly right. So the name, where you're from, and what causes transformation for participants in your programs or programs you've attended before, what are the elements of transformation? And that'll be 4 minutes.
Okay, great. It looks like the breakout groups are set up. So same format, 4 minutes each. You'll get a tone after each minute. That's your signal to switch. And you're in your breakouts now. Please begin. Final minute. All right, and wrap it up. You can thank your partners if you'd like. Okay, and returning to the main room, I apologize if I'm interrupting your conversations. I'm guessing some of these conversations have been really juicy, and that's what we want to hear more about. So Deirdre, go ahead.
Really great. First, I want to stop a minute and acknowledge Adam for the really beautiful job that you do when you bring groups back together. I know that when I end my breakout groups, it's kind of like come back into this cacophony of noise, and you do such a masterfully smooth job of making an easy transition. So I've learned that
that very beautiful skill today alone, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
We want to invite you to join us, the room, in this inquiry of what causes transformation for participants in your programs or programs you've seen. So we've been doing a lot of having you ask questions and having us answer them, and this time we'd really like for a few of you to share from the experiences that you've already had. So if you would like to share something that you've discussed or discovered in your breakout group in the world of transformation, or something that you've experienced or led in your programs prior to coming into this program, press 1 on your phone. And the inquiry that we're in is what causes transformation for participants in your programs or programs you have seen, and what are the elements of that transformation? So I can't see the dashboard, so Adam, who is ready to speak with us?
Great. Let's start with Barbara Wilson. Barbara, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Found I didn't share this actually in my wonderful group, but I have found that when you bring when you do intergenerational groups, it's really amazing if it's done right.
Great. So share a little bit more about how intergenerational groups can create transformation, or what transformation looks like in an intergenerational setting.
Well, I've had one very, very powerful experience some years ago with a grant program in the state of California called Healthy Start, which required people to have diverse stakeholder collaboration. And in our case, it was at a high school creating wellness programs for the whole school, and the whole project was led by the students. And, of course, it had to involve teachers and cafeteria workers and administrators and parents and community agency folks. And it was very powerful.
That's really great. So I'm hearing that the kind of problem or crisis that you were working with, the problem in your program, was how do we create a dialogue among a diverse audience? And what really created the shift was having the students lead the inquiry rather than it being the adults talking to the students.
Yes, there's a very now hackneyed saying, it takes a village to raise a child, but we had somebody reverse that and say it takes a child to raise a village.
Oh, beautiful. What a great example of transformation. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anybody else who... Yeah, thanks. Anybody else in the room who would like to share a story?
Let's hear from Stephen Marcus. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Stephen Marcus, and I'm in Berlin, Germany right now. And I've created a site called sacredground.us, which integrates video with Maestro. And one of the things that seems to be very powerful in transformation is people being visible. And adding group video is a very powerful thing for that, and it really transforms the whole experience. And people being, we've had people where it's taken them a long time to get a webcam plugged in, and there's been a big step in simply being willing to show their faces. So
really powerful.
Visibility.
So the problem you were wrestling with there was how can we create even more communication and connection using Maestro, and what you brought in that created that shift was the video component.
There's video, and also integrating fully with Facebook, so you know who somebody is on Facebook as well. So they're also visible in terms of how much they're willing to share about themselves there and the way in which they share.
That's really powerful. In the world of CultureSync, we combine Maestro with LinkedIn and Facebook in a similar, really powerful way, so that in the call, mm-hmm. people are developing those relationships, and then off the call during the week or weeks when there aren't calls, they're continuing to build it via social media methods. Really powerful.
Deirdre, the other piece that's getting built in that program is actually creating the community. So by having the video and these
mm-hmm.
different mediums, this is a way that you're creating the community for everybody. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Really great. Really great. All right, Adam, are there any other people out there who'd like to share with us?
Yeah. Joshua Edwards would love to hear from you.
Sure. Well, I have a suggestion that I've found to be very effective in the calls that I facilitate and the calls that I serve as a driver for as well. And that's somewhat counterintuitive, but I found it to be tremendously beneficial to invite time for silence on the call and really give people a chance to slow down, not just dialogue with the teacher or even dialogue with each other in small groups, but having a chance to really dialogue with our spirit, if you will, you know, in silence. And frankly, I found that to be very effective with sales calls, you know, before people are offering their product or their service for a pitch, you know, inviting time. And it can be kind of nerve-wracking, to be honest, for the facilitators. I've certainly had that experience where it's like, oh my goodness, there's 30 seconds of silence happening here. Are they going to hop off the call or all the things that run through my mind? But I found it to be so effective where people can really just like ground down in their bodies and they can have that time in silence to make, you know, an intuitive choice, a choice that comes from a place of calling. And inviting time for silence really helps with that.
It's really beautiful, Joshua. What I'm hearing and what you're sharing is that you create an authentic space for action to arise in when you introduce silence, especially into the sales process. Really powerful. Well, I think that those are three really great shares. Are there others who would like to, or would we like to take it forward into creating
there
a container?
There are, but there are so many other pieces that we also want to share. This is the tension, and I love all the people on the call and your desire for sharing, and I know there's a lot more here that we could take, but there are a few other things that we definitely wanted to cover, including some of the elements, some of which we heard, but we wanted to offer just some elements from our experience that are really effective. So one that I'll start with is creating a container, especially at the beginning of the call, to hold space for that transformation. And there's a really nice visual, if any of you are seeing that PDF, of the what happens within that container. But I'll just say a few things about it. And this is all about creating a community where the transformation happens in a group. Okay, so first of all, the first piece of that is having people get to know each other and see who's there. And to discover that we're out to achieve the same things together, that we're interested in the same things. Okay, so it's having a sense that we're in this together. Okay, and then something I like to do when I'm leading my calls, as many of you have experienced, is that right away, like I like to just speak for a minute or two at the beginning, and then right away turn it over to the people who've shown up, the participants, to get their voices in the call. What I find is when facilitators wait 15, 20, 30 minutes before they're hearing from people, they've lost half the room. Like there just isn't the level of engagement and participation that happens when you're creating community right away. So giving people the mic is a powerful piece. Another, just using some of the Maestro Conference features like breakout groups, of course. Some customers I've seen will do breakout groups immediately, just like a quick 1 or 2 minute, meet a couple people on the call, name, location, and what your intention is for the call today. You can also use the straw polls for that. How many of you are really out to create a breakthrough in how you set up your programs, you know, or whatever your topic is asking a question and inviting a straw poll like that that has people recognize, oh, yeah, I really do want that. That's why I made time today for this. And then there are some resources for you, including a few months ago I had offered an advanced training called The Art of Convening. We had a guest speaker, Craig Neal, on that, and I'm still getting great feedback from people on how valuable that was. And that is available for you for free on our support site. If you go to maestroconference.com/support and click on training, you'll see the link to that recording for free if you're interested in that. And then as a reference, we'll also send you a copy of the Tribal Leadership Community Guidelines when we send out the recording of this call. And so you can use any of those if you like as well. And then a couple last pieces for creating the container are, one, sharing the outcomes, the intention for the call, and the outcomes that you're intending for them to get. and asking people to commit to those. Okay? And then you can do that by people sharing in the main room and then also in breakouts, of course. And then the second piece is establishing community agreements, as we did on this call, and invite people to actually commit to them. So good. So those are some ideas about creating a container.
Can I just say a little more to that?
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
Yeah, the stronger this is, the more work you can do in the program. You'll notice that Adam today, when the straw poll wasn't very strong, he kept asking for it to shift that early on, because if you, in the first session, you step over it, people are going to be like that ongoing. So you set that premise really strong up front, what to expect, how it's going to be, you know, creating a real solid, like, we mean business here, and run it like you do. You don't need to step over it. You can ask people to engage the system, because the system will provide a strong container as we go through over multiple sessions. The other thing I heard related to this is creating the agreements allow for when people get pressed later on, there's a solid thing to fall back on. We said we'd operate this way. You can now, people will press themselves to cause a transformation versus some programs where we're just conveying information and more content related. We're actually out to cause a transformation. So these pieces that Maestro provides are very useful to put in some rigor.
Great. So that's the container. And the next piece is about causing a shift in perspective. And Leslie would love to get your insights on this.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Julian. So causing a shift in perspective. So we're all in the training and development industry, and one of the ways that CultureSync does this shift in perspective, and I believe that there are many ways to do this, is we actually use a learning model, and the learning model covers three different areas of learning. It covers training, it covers coaching, and it covers the inquiry model. So what you've seen in our session today is you've seen training. So we're in a process right now where we're providing you information that gives you the skills to be able to go and change a routine that you might have. There's also coaching. It's not something that we've done in this call today, but it's certainly a way to have someone shift a perspective, is to be that mirror, is to have them see something for themselves that they can't see themselves. And then they get to make a choice whether or not they're going to change that the behavior, or they'll alter their practices. The final area that we always use is the inquiry model, and we've done that a number of times through this call, and certainly in the last conversation around transformation, it was definitely present. The inquiry model basically just looks at posing a question to the participants, and the question is not a leading question, but a question around the nature of something. So the questions might sound like the one we just did around transformation, like what causes transformation for participants in programs. And the point of an inquiry is there's really no right answer. And it's also about having you think newly. So not thinking from an experience or the knowledge that you have, but having you think newly about a particular area that we might be inquiring into. And what it actually does is it provides the space for principles or guiding principles to be developed, and they come from the participants. And so this way of learning, this model of inquiry is one of the most powerful ways in terms of transforming someone's perspective around something. I've covered everything. Is there anything else I need to say about this, Julian?
It's great, and we'll send it out afterwards, these main points. We'll include those tomorrow.
That's great. I know, this is Adam. I notice I'm having a little trouble hearing it. I'm such a visual person. I'm sure many of you are as well, so that's great that we'll send it out.
But we do have a principle, don't show the costume before the recital. So so we didn't include it in the first piece because we wanted a chance to share it on the call.
Perfect.
Right.
And then Barry, you were going to talk a little bit about emptying the cup.
Yeah, and actually this is a perfect thing. So What I want to know is who feels full right now, like you're bubbling over and like you're ad nauseum. If you
press
feel full,
one.
If you feel full, press one. If you feel okay and you could go forward right now without having a breakout or talking or anything, press five. As you're pressing these ones or fives, you know, I need a breakout, I need to dump it. Okay. I'll tell you what the principle, well, we'll share what the principle is, and that is when content is being delivered, it's like filling up the cup, you know. It's the cup's being filled and filled and filled, and there's a certain point where people go, oh, my God, I can't hear anything else unless I take a break, a breakout, talk to somebody, get a poll, do something. That being said, the principle is to design a breakout every 20 to 25 minutes so people can listen to what is next. It's a way for them to empty the cup. Also in the breakouts, new ideas get synergized and the course moves forward in a way that, you know, none of us could have ever figured out ahead of time. You can also walk the room. That's a kind of a technical thing where you go into the groups and you can hear what's going on to get a better idea of where the course is, and the drivers and the facilitators can regroup on what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Julian, let's go over to you. Actually, I'll just tell you, the results of the poll is not too many people's cup is full right now.
Mm-hmm.
So just by doing a poll like that, it's a way of going, oh, yeah, people can go for more content. And so that's a way of doing it. Also, a way to empty the cup is actually take a poll. So, Julian, you want to take the next piece here as we cruise along?
Yeah, it's a principle. Yeah, thanks, Barry. That's a principle of state changing, of turning things up and shifting it around so people aren't locked into a particular mode of thinking. So, some of you will be familiar with that concept as well. So, one final point about the transformational model of what to look at as you design and possibly redesign your curriculums. And this is the phases of transformation that comes from, I just blanked. Please someone help me, save me.
Ken Wilber.
Ken Wilber, thank you very much. And it's a slight adaptation, but it starts with noticing something. And when you notice it and you don't like it or you're attached to it or whatever, you start to let it go. So it's now a point of disassociating from it. And if you keep disassociating from it enough, you begin to transcend it. And after you transcend, you reintegrate. So those are the four phases of transformation. So if you weave into your program lots of noticing exercises for people to look at their behaviors and attitudes, beliefs, opinions, judgments of others, or whatever your topic is, they begin to notice, then begin to find ways for them to disassociate from that inside of the design of the curriculum so that you can transition them to reintegrating into a new perspective. So just keep, you know, put those types of exercises into the curriculum. Either they do them in breakouts, in the big room, or send them out for homework between sessions to do that type of work. I think that completes our model. So just to complete the finale here, Deirdre, do you want to share what happens once they do enough of these inquiries and noticing exercises to shift things around?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the most important elements of transformation is really creating ways for your audience, for your participants, for your clients to take action. And so we've been doing that throughout the program today and asking you to make commitments and asking for your participation in polls and putting you into breakouts and asking you to share afterwards. So great ways. Maestro has amazing ways to create action in the moment. Then we've shared, and others in the class have shared as well, ways that they create action after events or during sessions between multiple events that have multiple gatherings in them. And we use Facebook heavily. We use LinkedIn heavily. We put people in buddy groups or triads, so groups of three people, where they get together independent of the formal call and work on projects or work on elements or have discussion together. It's really all in the world of creating and supporting action that really creates and stabilizes and makes the transformational process stick for all the participants in the course. so much more than just teaching, and then whether or not they pick it up is independent. It's really stabilizing it in their lives and creating it as something that is powerful for them. So with that, I'm going to take the action of turning it back over to Adam.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Deirdre. So we're actually going to give you the chance to do just what Deirdre was talking about in getting into groups to share with each other in just a couple of minutes. We'll be putting you in those groups. But first, I see we're getting close to time here, and before we do, I want to give you the chance. I know some of you may be really intrigued by all this incredible material that the folks at CultureSync have been sharing on this call. I know I've really loved working with them. So if you want to connect with CultureSync about designing your program or learning about their program that turns professionals into true leaders, or if you're interested in designing curriculum using Maestro Conference, you can press 3 on your phone now, and I'll get your information to them, and then they can follow up with you. Can any of you from CultureSync tell them how you'll be following up so they know what to expect?
It'll probably be an email from Deirdre or me, Julian.
Okay, great. Perfect, thank you. So I'm seeing a bunch of you are pressing. So again, press 3 if you want to get an email with a little more information about CultureSync and tribal leadership. Great, thanks for your interest in that. Cool. Actually, I'm going to press 3 too. Good. All right, and Barry, I understand you're capturing that. Good. So the next piece is, as we were just talking about, bringing all of this learning and all of these ideas and grounding it into action. So the next step is we're going to support you in that you're going to be in one of those buddy groups. Okay, and everything so far has been groups of 4. This one is intentionally a group of 3. It's a little smaller so that you'll each have a little bit more time to talk. And here's what I, let me see here. Oh, before I say anything else, if you're not wanting to be in a support group like this for the next 2 weeks, that's fine. You can just press 5 on your phone now, and that way we won't assign you to the group, the groups that are about to happen. So I'm guessing many of you would love to have that kind of support in working with your fellow Maestro Conference users in creating new programs perhaps, or whatever it is that's appropriate for you, using some of this material today and getting insight, feedback, and masterminding with other people. So I'm assuming, so no need to press anything if you want to do that. We're doing that in just a second. Otherwise, press 5 if you're not interested in that. We'll put you in a separate group. Okay, great. And so I'll give you a moment for that. And Julian, back to you.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll create the assignment real quick for what to be in action about over the next 2 weeks when we meet again. So one is to build your leadership team with the 4 roles, the 2 main roles of the dashboard driver and facilitator, and you could also bring in a course curriculum person to design the course with you and a marketing person to support with the invitation side of things. So look at how you can build your team. And we'll send this out in the follow-up email. Second is to design or redesign your curriculum from the insights and the tools you learned on this call. So go back to what you have and see what you can modify and enhance to make it better. 3 is to post on a new LinkedIn group that Maestro Conference is setting up today to post your questions and comments, and we're all going to be there together learning from each other and creating more of a community. So post on LinkedIn. The 3rd is come to the call in 2 weeks ready to share your breakthroughs and any questions our group here collectively of all of us can support you with. So with that, we're going to create breakouts for you to create some support around you over the next 2 weeks so you can learn from others and have support to follow through on this.
Perfect.
Are we ready to go, Adam?
Yeah, just about. Those groups are set up, and I recognize that we're just about at 90 minutes. First of all, I want to acknowledge that 90 minutes is a long time to take in the middle of the workday, so thank you so much for taking your time today. So after this breakout group, I'm going to stay on the line. Perhaps some of my colleagues here can as well to answer any final questions and take some sharing. I know it's felt skimpy for me on the sharing and question side, so we'll get to do that afterwards. And for now, we're going to be going into these groups for those of you who are wanting to be in those action groups. Okay, so if you pressed, oh, I see, okay, good. So some of the groups are set up. It'll just take me another moment because I see mm-hmm. we still have some folks with the three hand up. So I'm just working on that now.
Okay, I'll dance for a minute here, Adam. That what we'll do is the group who's a five, we'll actually probably Adam and a few of us will go join you on a side channel, and we can begin talking, just anything you want to talk about. In the breakout groups, we'll go in a different space for now.
Great.
So the question you'll want to do is share your name, where you're from, and get your contact information shared so that you can set up some times. We suggest you meet at least twice over the next 2 weeks, make a phone call or write emails to each other. So share contact information and create a support structure, and we could go over the call to about two extra minutes, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have 3 minutes, and then we'll come back after that and then close the call.
Okay, great. So those groups are set up now. You guys are in your breakout groups. Those of you who press 5 will be in a separate group, and we'll join you in just a minute. Okay, you're in your breakouts. Please begin. Okay, guys, so if you're in your small groups, finish up, and we're going to give you another minute or so for that, and make sure you exchange contact information now so you can stay in touch with each other over the next 2 weeks. Okay, one more minute. All right, that is time, so just finish your last thought, and we'll come back together. Okay, and coming all back together one last time. Good. So, again, thank you guys so much for your time. I really hope this has been valuable for you. As director of training, that's my commitment, is to provide value, to give you guys what you need as our customer. So I would love any feedback you have about what you loved about this today, and also what you'd like to see instead, or any suggestions for improvement. Would love to hear that. You can email me at adam@maestroconference.com. Or if you've got any kind of customer support issues that you want support on, definitely please do contact us. You can email us at support@maestroconference.com. Okay, very good. So the last thing I want to do is first of all, I just want to complete the call. So this call is now complete. Thank you so much for your time.